doors, and again, they'll open the doors to everyone at 6 o'clock tonight. And we have with us right now Mary Beth Lee, one of the organizers of this event. Well, we were here at 3 o'clock. You were here long before we were getting this whole place set up. Thank you very much for joining us. You've got to be pleased with what you're looking at right now.
Oh, thanks for having me. We love this day. It's great. These Lorraine businesses and organizations show up with such pride, and Lorraine County has so much to offer. So we're really excited to be here today.
Well, I'll tell you what, Cindy and I were very excited to be here also because we just recently moved into Lorraine County. So this is really kind of an informational session for us here because having just moved in here, I think, you know, we had heard about some of the great businesses and some of the great people in the area. But, boy, you really get a chance to experience all of that here today.
Right. If tell your listeners to think of their everyday, whether it's their dry cleaner, their car wash, where they get pizza, takeout. Your life, your community life, we try to represent at Best of Lorraine County. And the wonderful thing about it is that your listeners, our readers, they are the ones that actually get these businesses on the ballot. And today they actually get to do the final voting where they determine the winner of each category. So it's very much readership driven and the people that live in the communities.
Without question. And we're having a blast here today. You've got people here from all different walks of life. You mentioned not just food and drink. I mean,
right.
You've got folks here for dry cleaning. Great folks like Greg Willie with the Friendship APL. He's going to join us here in just a little bit. He looks startled when I mentioned his
name. He is a finalist, actually.
I know, yeah. He's dressed, right. He's dressed for the part, too. So, I mean, there's so many great people here today, and it really is wonderful, too. This is the 8th year this has been around?
That's right, yeah, 8 years. And every year it gets a little bit bigger, a little bit better. We're starting to have people reach out to us way before the event saying, when is it? So it's really great because I think Lorraine County has embraced this event, and we certainly have embraced all the businesses locally.
One thing I noticed about Lorraine County, and this is kind of what drew me to the area, I started off as a volunteer for the Metro Parks.
Oh.
The county seems so community invested.
Right.
It seems like no matter where you go, you're supported. And it's obviously true because you have so many businesses here and organizations that are a part of this Best of Lorraine County.
Yes.
And so, I mean, have you always been a resident of Lorraine County?
Actually, I am not a resident of Lorraine County. But I tell you that I feel like I'm an adopted resident. We feel when we come in from the magazine to do this event here that it's very well supported and it's a very nurturing environment. And there is so much pride. These businesses are so grateful for the platform to showcase their goods and their services. Everything from a 5K run to your volunteers, mm-hmm. board members. So it's really a humbling event for everyone involved on our end.
Yes.
Because we really get to work with some very talented, very supportive organizations.
And talk about how this has kind of all evolved. You mentioned this is the 8th year for this. Mm-hmm. How has this evolved and how has this grown over the course of those 8 years?
Well, the Pulse magazine, which really strives to bring the readers everything there is to know about Lorraine County. They really put their heads together with our Pulse partners, and we decided, how can we set this up to invite businesses and invite the public and really make this fun? I mean, there's some friendly competition going on here tonight.
Sure.
So I think this was the perfect answer to create something, a best of, and really just showcase what Lorraine County has to offer.
And obviously 6 to 9 tonight. Boy, it feels like the doors have already opened. You know,
I know.
There's
yeah.
so many people here really kind of just getting their stations set up, having a great time. But it really kind of feels like there are already some folks in the general public coming in to enjoy that. That's how festive and how cool this atmosphere really is. But I know that's only going to get better as the night progresses. I would assume there's some live music as I look up above here and I see some drums up above
yes,
here too.
Yes, we have this awesome band called Rockport playing tonight. And they're wonderful. They'll be playing all night. You have a great view, as you can see. And honestly, it will be jam-packed with people here ready to learn, walk around, and experience the Best of Lorraine County.
Well, Andy and I were saying that, you know, both of us are kind of new to Lorraine County,
uh-huh.
and this is such a great way to showcase everything Lorraine County has to offer.
It really is. You can sort of see between the Metro Parks and the restaurants and you know, the volunteers and the salons. Everyone is represented here tonight. So being new to the area, you can walk around and really experience. You don't have to go on any emails and asking friends to tell you where to get anything. You can just walk around and choose it all today. So there you have it. We have a party just for you today.
That is great. I mean, we were just sampling some cookies, and we're going to have some coffee in a little bit. And there's something for everybody here, which is a great thing, because as I mentioned before, Lorain County is very community supportive.
Very.
And so it just makes sense that there would be something for every member of the community right here at this event.
Yes. So tickets are available at the door. They're not available anymore online. That ended last night. But they are available at the door. There is valet parking available.
I noticed that.
Yes.
That's pretty classy. I mean, you're valet parking. That's amazing.
We want people to enjoy the night tonight. So we want them to come out here and have their car parked for them, come right up to the door and enjoy the party.
Stress-free. Just come and enjoy a great time.
Right.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, you put us right across from the cash bar, too, so we'll really enjoy the night. Man, you conveniently placed us, got us in touch right away with the fine folks at Avon Brewing Company, too. So in our location, there's no way that we can't enjoy the night. It's going to be awesome for us. There's no question.
So everyone should come find you guys, obviously, because then they can meet the two of you. They can grab something from the bar, and they can listen to our great band that's going to be playing. So
that's right. And they can tell us where to go, right? Since we're new to Lorain County, we're looking for some cool spots to hit up. But, I mean, look, there's something for everybody here today. And, I mean, I know it's not just the band and everything that encompasses this event, too, but for kids, too. I know there's a lot of cool stuff here going on as well, a lot of interesting things for the kids to see also, too. So it's like you guys hit every age range.
Yes, and, you know, we keep saying Lorain County, but obviously we have some listeners here that may be not living in Lorain County. And obviously we want everyone to come, anyone within driving distance, listening distance, because it's our community, right? We're all neighboring neighborhoods and communities that work together. So it's a great thing to, what else are you going to do on this overcast day,
right?
But get in the car and come on out tonight.
It's a stormy forecast we mentioned earlier.
Right.
You're indoors, you're
undercover.
Yeah, you're dry in here, you're cool in here, you're relaxed in here.
Yes.
You can't ask for anything better.
It's true.
Any ideas to how many you guys are expecting when you open the doors at 6?
We're expecting about 650 people or so tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, so maybe even more. It's a pretty packed house, but luckily the Spitzer and Norton Culinary Institute, there's plenty of parking. There's plenty of room for everybody. So,
Well, we've noticed just with the vendors coming in. I mean, when we were here, I think it was just maybe Bull and I and about five other people, including yourself, just kind of getting things together. And now it's just really developing into this incredible community event where it showcases the best of the best.
And you can see everyone takes great pride in their displays and the friendly competition begins, you know. So now it begins where they're appealing for the vote.
Let the games begin.
That's right. you're right. It is cool, too, to see how everybody's kind of made that space their own. It really is interesting how, like you said, it's a friendly competition. But it really is cool and engaging, and it really also gives you a sense as to how close this community really is.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're looking for bragging rights to be the winner this year, but when it comes down to it, I think everyone's just really glad to be on the list and be in the issue and be here tonight. So,
very cool stuff. Well, Mary Beth, I know you're loaded to the gills with stuff tonight, so we appreciate you stopping by and spending some time with us, and we look forward to seeing what's up here over the next few hours here. You'll be here till 9 o'clock, so it's going to be a lot of fun for us. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, and we look forward to you guys every year being here.
Absolutely. All righty. Mary Beth Lee joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need to take a